The Traveler's Journal, November 22nd. Lingering in Liechtenstein. Though its 30,000 citizens enjoy Europe's highest per capita income, Liechtenstein hosts relatively few visitors. Draped across a valley of the upper Rhine River between the towering Austrian and Swiss Alps, this tiny nation is not on a main road to anywhere, and its borders would fit entirely within the city limits of Washington, D.C. Yet the 61 square miles of this constitutional monarchy have snowy alpine peaks whose fur-lined flanks and green meadows are laced with miles of marked trails. Almost as soon as Ice Age glaciers receded, this protected valley was inhabited by Stone Age settlers who were brought into the Roman Empire by Caesar Augustus. Germanic tribes drove out the Romans in the 5th century A.D. The Principality of Liechtenstein was formed in 1719. It became a sovereign nation in 1866 and a constitutional monarchy in 1922, the year it also established close ties with Switzerland. These days, its currency is the Swiss franc, and Swiss watches and army knives its best-selling souvenirs. Revenues from international holding companies that call Liechtenstein home create much of the country's cash flow. For most visitors, Liechtenstein is only a quick stop on a bus tour of alpine resorts and castles, its passport imprint a travel trophy. Experienced European skiers call Maulbeuf its mountain resort, the other St. Moritz. The country has many small inns and over 100 restaurants, which range from sidewalk cafes to medieval elegance. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. You'll find a world of resources when you visit us online at travelersjournal.com.